Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. My name is DeCourcy Williams, and this is the Uplifting Words Podcast. And I want to wish peace, love, and happiness to everybody listening to the sound of my voice. And I've got a couple of issues that I have right now, so I'm just going to jump into it. First of all, we're still dealing with our with coronavirus. We've got record numbers of people being laid off of jobs and record people filing for unemployment, businesses going out of business, all sorts of things. And we are, the government is hell-bent on reopening this country and doing it, I believe, a little bit too early. It seems like we're putting money above human life. You got people that are arguing that it's a low percentage of people dying and it affects people like the flu, blah, blah, blah. You know, we've heard all this before, but there's still no vaccine to this thing right now. And any drugs that have been touted before, they've proven not to be particularly useful against this virus. So we're still looking for something that can counteract the effects of this coronavirus pandemic going around right now. So I just want to tell everybody, just be cautious. I did share something to the Uplifting Words Facebook page, and it was just about being kind. There are some people who are begging to get back out and get back to work. Just be kind to them. There are some people who feel comfortable staying at home. Just be kind to them. The overall message is, whatever side of the fence that you are on about this thing, let's just practice kindness, people. That's all we got to do. So, kind of enough about that. I'll probably bring that up. But one of the other things that has really, really bugged me, and I waited to record this episode of the podcast, there was the news about Ahmaud Arbery being shot while jogging through a neighborhood. And the disturbing part about this story is that the man was just jogging, like, for exercise. So if you haven't heard the story yet, the story about a young black man who was jogging through a neighborhood, and two white gentlemen took it upon themselves to claim that he looks like somebody who had been involved with a string of robberies in the particular neighborhood that he was jogging in. So they chased him, they followed him down, and they ended up shooting the man with a shotgun. And this happened back in February, by the way. And it's just now gaining national attention. So they finally arrested the two guys last night. I believe it was on either Thursday or Wednesday, May the 7th or May the 6th, somewhere in that area. But like I said, this shooting happened back in February, and it was on tape. They caught it on tape. The guys approaching him and harassing him and eventually shooting him. So turns out, it was a father and son duo, and I don't know who was filming. I don't have all the specifics of the info of this case right now. I'm just now really hearing about it. But apparently, the father and son, they are involved with the local police in that area. I believe the father was like an ex-sheriff or something like that. And they've got, you know, friends in high places. So this was going to be something that was going to be swept under the rug until the video came out. Just because they've gotten arrested, I'm not getting my hopes up too high, because we've seen this before. We've seen this where we think justice is going to be served for black folks, and it's not. They did get arrested. But I could not imagine what this family is going through. This mother has lost her son, and for no other reason, apparently, but other than the fact that he's black. So, I have a 10-year-old son, and this is the world that I've put him in, where somebody can just kind of take it upon themselves and say he looks like a criminal, so we're going to go and take care of him by killing him. So, prayers and condolences go out to this family. The family, they've lost their brother, they've lost their son, they've lost their friend. And in my eyes, they didn't arrest the father and son who killed him because they saw the tape. The father and son duo got arrested because we all saw the tape. I can only imagine what this guy was doing as a cop. I guess he's retired now. So for as a cop for all of these years, what was this guy getting away with when there were no cameras rolling? The where there was where he could kind of do whatever he wanted, and there was no kind of repercussions for his action. There was no standard being upheld. So man, I mean, this is just a horrible, heartbreaking story. So of course, I'm gonna keep watching this to find out if justice indeed is going to be served. But yeah, this was a young black man. He was 23 years old, and he was just jogging. And they say that he could have been a suspect for robbing the community he was in or whatever. But I mean, he had nothing on him, no bag, no paraphernalia of any break-in tools or anything. Like, he was literally just jogging. And he got shot close range with a shotgun. Ugh. So yeah, I mean, stories like this really makes me scared for my son, because unfortunately he's in a position where potentially he could be doing nothing wrong and still end up hurt or losing his life or anything like that. So that is the reason why Colin Kaepernick knelt. That is the reason why these sports stars speak out and they have stuff to say, and they wear the black shirts and we stand in solidarity. Apparently, by the way, there's going to be a 2.8 mile run in honor of this young man. I think it's actually happening on Friday, May the 8th. So if you're listening to this, it probably already happened. But this is not the last time we're going to hear about this, of course, because, you know, they took their time in arresting the two guys. They weren't going to do it locally. They had to convene a grand jury to even decide if there were going to be charges brought up. So yeah, we got that news. And next up, I want to discuss everybody's fear about what's being called this murder hornet. Apparently, there's this Asian hornet that has been spotted in Washington State, and they use the term murder hornet, just kind of, you know, inspire fear. And I don't want people to be scared, because I watched this guy on YouTube. His name is Coyote Peterson, I believe. The name of his channel is Brave Wilderness. And what he does is he goes to different exotic locations and he allows different animals to sting or bite him. He's been bitten by a Gila monster, which is like a humongous lizard. He's taken on the sting of like the bullet ants and all different manner of wasps and hornets. And apparently last year he actually filmed himself being stung by one of these Asian hornets. I can't even remember the actual name that they call it. It's not murder hornet. But he also just recently filmed a video trying to answer some questions about what's going on with this hornet. Because, you know, people, they hear the term murder hornet and all over the news, it's like America's being invaded. And apparently, no, it's not. Apparently, it's just a couple of hornets that were found in Washington, and they've got the scientists doing what they can do to track them. And they're going, if there is indeed a nest or a queen, they're going to find her and eradicate them and, you know, kind of get rid of this problem. So it's not going to be like it starts in Washington and then it just kind of slowly spreads across the United States. And next thing you know, we've got a hornet, an Asian hornet infestation in the States. No, it's not going to happen like that. Well, you know what? I did share something to my Facebook page. I actually shared Coyote Peterson's video with his Q&A where he answered a couple of questions. And I'm more willing to listen to somebody like that because, you know, he's a scientist. He's been out there in the field. And I think his whole YouTube channel was about the sting pain index and seeing which animals ranked on that particular area. And apparently, I guess his top three were what's called the executioner wasp, and then the bullet ant. And then I think it was the Asian hornet or whatever it's called. But I mean, he's been bitten by like Australian centipedes and man, I mean, if you get a chance, I think his name of his channel is Brave Wilderness. If you get a chance, go check him out. It's kind of funny to see him. Well, I mean, it's not funny, but you know, he allows these animals to just sting him on his arm, and he just kind of, you know, writhes around on the ground in pain, trying to describe how he feels. You know, he's got his cameraman there, and he does it in a safe manner, because he's got, you know, medical people standing by. By the way, anybody that sees that, do not try that at home. If you're not trained, if you don't have medical staff on hand, please don't try any of the things that he does. So, but yeah, I don't believe that we are going to be invaded by a murder hornet infestation in this country. I need to find out the actual name of these things so we can stop calling them murder hornets. If anything, the true beings that are in danger from this thing are just like regular honeybees, because what they do is they find a nest of regular honeybees and they kill all of them. And then they take their larvae and feed it to their young. But I guess apparently the way that they do it is kind of disgusting. Like, they actually decapitate the bees, and they kind of wipe them out. Fun fact, though, in my little research that I've discovered is that honeybees over in Asia have found a defense for this particular hornet that the honeybees over here in the States have not figured out how to do yet. So what they'll do, the Asian regular honeybees, if they detect a hornet trying to infiltrate their nest, they'll basically just mob the hornet surrounded in this ball, and then they'll all flap their wings kind of vigorously, and that in effect raises the temperature of the hornet on the inside of this ball, and it basically cooks it. So wow. I mean, nature is amazing, man. I love nature shows, by the way. But I mean, can you just imagine? And they've got video of what happens if the regular Asian honeybees detect this hornet. Like, they form into this ball, and it'd be like a little perfect ball of the bees surrounding one hornet, and they just flapping their wings. They're just moving really fast and basically cooking the hornet. I think that's amazing. So anyway, I don't think we're going to be infested by murder hornets. So I just want everybody to be at ease, not allowing fear to overrule them. I don't think that any bee or hornet that you see is going to just come out and attack you. I mean, they always say really the only way to antagonize a hornet is if you stumble across its nest, number one, or if you try to capture it, or if you try to kill it. Like, that's when they'll come after you. I guess I have been fortunate in my 40 plus years on this planet. I have never actually been stung by a wasp or a bee, so I don't know what that feels like. But I'm not the type of person that kind of runs scared when they're around either. But so, you know. I guess since I've never been stung, I'm not the type to kind of run from them. But this hornet does look pretty intimidating. I mean, it's a pretty large hornet. But they're saying that this hornet gets up to like 2 inches long, which is roughly about the size of your thumb, if you want to look at it that way. So, I mean, yeah, it's a pretty big hornet, and it can look intimidating. But I want people to operate not out of fear, but just out of information. So go look it up from people that's actually out working with these particular creatures, and don't give into like the whole murder hornet hysteria. So no, it is not a conspiracy theory. It's not the hornet was planted here on purpose. I mean, there's plenty of animals that go from one coast to the other, and it's, you know, it could be done by a person. It could be done by a shipping barge. You know how these boats come from China or Japan, and they come over here bringing products and things like that. Plenty of animals or creatures stow away on those particular vessels, and they end up over here. So I don't think that this is the next wave of horror that the year 2020 has to bestow on us. So, yeah, let's live in... let's try to live in normalcy, guys, and not a whole bunch of fear. So now that I have that out of the way, I want to get to the issue of the podcast, and I want to talk about them. And if you're curious about who them is, stick around after this quick break, and I'll be right back to explain it. Well, hello and welcome back. Before I start to talk about them and who they are, I want to commemorate all of our mothers because this weekend coming up is Mother's Day. So I want to share a quick story that I heard from one of my mentors that just describes just how powerful and important our mothers are. So it's a story about young Thomas Edison. Young Thomas Edison, being in elementary school one day, received a letter from his teacher, and his teacher told him, take the letter home straight to your mother, don't delay, have that be the first thing you do when you get home. So the teacher wrote this letter out, sealed it up in an envelope, gave it to Thomas Edison, and sent him on his way. Thomas Edison goes home, and he's excited. He's thinking that he's getting a letter of commendation of sorts from his teacher. The teacher's never tried to contact his parents before, so he's thinking that this is going to be a good thing. So he goes in, gives the letter to his mother, and she opens it. He says it's a letter from the teacher, and the teacher would like for her to read it. So she opens it and she reads it, and Thomas Edison notices that his mother's eyes are filling up with tears, and she begins to cry. So Thomas asks, Mom, what does the letter say? And his mother looks at him and said, well, you know what? The letter says that you are a genius, and the school is much too small for your brilliance. So they're asking me to teach you at home. Thomas Edison's chest wells up with pride, and he starts to smile. And as you know, Thomas Edison goes on to be the great inventor that he turned out to be. Inventor. turned out to be the great man that he ended up being. So as he lives his life and his mother passes away as a grown man, he's going through some of his things at her house and, you know, kind of taking care of the affairs afterwards. And he happens upon this old box and he finds that letter from his teacher all those years ago. His mother kept it all these years. So his curiosity got the better of him. And of course, he opened the letter and he read it. And inside, he read, Mrs. Edison, I am writing this letter to inform you that your son is mentally ill and we can no longer handle him at this school. He is henceforth expelled. Thomas Edison begins to cry as he reads the true meaning of that letter. And that is the power of all of our mothers. Because of his mother's love, he went on to be the great person that we all know him to be. Now, if his mother would have told him the true intent of that letter, who knows? Thomas Edison could have just become a nobody. We wouldn't be talking about him. He could have just been a hoodlum. He could have just been, you know, anything other than what he ended up being. So, shout out to the mothers out there, the mothers, my mother, my sister's mother, who did an amazing job with us. And to all the mothers out there, we'd love to celebrate you guys' day. And it's going to be unfortunate that the normal activity of, you know, going out to a fancy restaurant and flooding them over for Mother's Day is not going to happen this year. So I hope everybody finds something amazing that they can do to kind of, you know, give back something small to their mothers who have so much power in all of our lives. So thank you very much to the mothers out there, and especially to my mother. So let's talk about them, or they. You know how they say, you know, this pandemic is going to be going on forever. You know, they say you can't, you're not supposed to do that. They are not going to allow you to go but so far in your life. You want to be successful? They're not going to allow that. You want to be an amazing artist? Nah, they're not going to allow you to get your foot in the door. You want to be a millionaire? Nah, they're not going to allow you to do that. Who is they anyway? And why do we spend so much time listening to them? I want to encourage everybody listening to this podcast that if you have not found your voice during this slowdown right now, and I know a lot of people are still going to work and busting it out every day. Thank you very much to the first responders, the people that are on the front lines, by the way, the medical staff, the people that's really in the face of this pandemic, your grocery store clerks, your restaurant operators who are still trying to remain open, even though they're mainly doing takeout. So shout out to those people. But for real, who are they that we continue to listen to? Have we ever stopped and actually thought about they? To me, I believe they is just another term for following the Joneses. Like, for instance, if you want to try something that may be outside of your comfort zone, and you tell somebody else who may have tried it before and they failed, they're going to be the ones to tell you, hey, you don't want to do that. I tried it and it messed me all up. And I believe a lot of us, we listen to a lot of theys. And I believe that is kind of what has held people in their position, even though their position is not where they want to be in life. So I would encourage you, throw out they. Take a little bit more pride in yourself. Believe in yourself more. If you've got something that you want to do, go for it. If you've got an idea or something that you want to put out there to the world, go for it. And the good thing about it is, even if you're totally wrong, even if you fall flat on your face, you've got a couple of options. You can retool that idea and redo it, or you can just totally scrap that idea and go do something else. You know, try it again. Just because you try something and you fail at it, it does not mean that your life is over. So I want to encourage everybody listening today. Forget about they, man. They don't know. Like John B. saying, they don't know. They don't really know. They might know what had happened for them, or they might have given up on their dream rather quickly. But that has nothing to do with your dream and your ambition and your goals. You know, I kind of get a little tired of everybody basing their life on what they say. And especially when a lot of times there's no actual physical person for they. It's just they say. So I'm officially declaring that one of the phrases to get rid of for 2020. They said this or they said that. Go out and see for yourself. That's one of the reasons why I never trust like movie critics. I mean, because that's like, that is the most in front of your face example of them. Because, you know, they're not in your shoes. They might not like the movies that you like. They might not like the same comedy or that you like, you know. You got to go experience that stuff for yourself. Now, granted, movies are a little bit expensive. Oh, well, when we are able to go see movies again, they're probably going to be real expensive. But, you know, those movie critics and, you know, those, sometimes I look at movies that I've seen and, you know, they got Rotten Tomatoes ratings on them. And I happen to like a lot of movies that have gotten a low Rotten Tomatoes score. And I mean, that doesn't say anything about me. I just like what I like. And that might not be what goes along with the masses. So everybody get rid of they, because they don't know. You have your own set of gifts. You have your own beliefs. You've got your own things that have happened to you in your life. And I believe that we all know kind of what we want. Now, we might need a little help getting there, maybe a little guidance, maybe somebody to kind of teach us how to do certain things. But as far as somebody telling you, no, you shouldn't do that because I tried it and it didn't work out for me. Like, that's BS. That is pure BS. And I don't want people to fall for that. I want you all to be your own people, your own individuals, and go after your own stuff. Because you've got it in you. You've got that greatness in you. You've got those amazing ideas in you. And it shouldn't be clouded just because they say you can't do it like that. Every example where you've heard somebody say they can't do it, somebody's done it. They said that somebody couldn't start an electric car company and have it be one of the most successful companies as far as the automotive industry. And we've got Elon Musk now. You know, they And what's funny about that is once somebody breaks that barrier of something that they say that can't be done, like all of a sudden it becomes commonplace. Like everybody starts to do it. Like I'm reminded of that story about how people will say that the human being could never run a mile in under 4 minutes, I believe. And all it took was one guy to do it, one person to do it. I'm sorry, I forgot his name. But as soon as that one person did it, then it was like 10 or 12 people like that same within that same 6 months to a year period that ran the mile in under 4 minutes. I mean, this was back a long time ago. That's one of the instances that come to mind. But, you know, running a mile in under 4 minutes. I mean, I can't do it because I'm not a runner. But, you know, there are some athletes now that have really pushed the bar. And for every bar that somebody says that can't be done, somebody comes along and does it. So I would encourage everybody, listen to your own heart. And that's what I have for you for this episode of the Uplifting Words Podcast. So don't forget, join us on our Facebook page. Don't forget, check me out on Instagram as Corsi the Wine Lover, because you know I'm into wine. And I've also, you know, you can still get your copy of the Uplifting Words Mastermind Productivity Journal, which I will link in the show notes. And that's going to be 30 days of you focusing on your goals, writing down what you want to accomplish, getting daily goals knocked out. Just imagine where you could be in 30 days if you actually focused on that. So encourage everybody. Let's step it up. I do believe we're one way or the other, this country is going to kind of reopen, or the world's going to reopen, and we're going to get back to something. You know, some businesses are going to come back with us, some businesses are not. There's going to be some new industries that are going to be created because of this. And for people that's ready to, you know, just to get out and get back to going to restaurants and bars and things like that, I mean, I totally get that. I totally understand. So but all we got to do is kind of hold out a little bit longer. You know, the numbers of infections are still going up. The number of deaths are still going up, unfortunately. But it seems like the government is intent on reopening the country. So everybody be safe. We'll be able to get some Lysol and some things like that shortly. Hopefully this toilet paper shortage won't continue to last. You know, I still think that's crazy that people just went out and just bought up toilet paper of all things. But you know, people have their things, the things that they feel like they must have. So everybody stay safe out there. We're getting by this as best we can. Just remember to be kind to one another. Like I said, no matter what side of the fence you fall on this pandemic, we're all just trying to make our way through this as best we can. So kindness is the cure for all of this. And with that, thank you very much for joining me. I'll talk to you guys in the next one.